It is time for DC Current, presented by LABI. We are joined right now by Congressman Garrett Graves. Congressman, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. How you doing?
I am doing very well this morning. We've got a lot of ground to cover on to kind of set the table for where we're headed as far as this fall is concerned. I don't want to take too broad of a picture here, but I kind of have to. A lot of this fall is setting up for next election year. And this is completely like out of left field, I know. But how do you approach this fall knowing everybody's eyes are going to be on the next presidential election?
Well, look, I think that the way that you prepare for any type of scenario is just doing the best job that you can, being present, being accessible, and representing. And I think that, you know, all these people talk about all these really in-depth strategies and how you're going to play the game in order to prepare for the next election cycle. But I just think that the thing that works best, the strategy that works best, is to make sure that you're in touch with the people that you're representing. Make sure that you are aware of what the priorities are. Keeping people apprised or posted on how things are going. And look, and ideally, Brian, that means that you're telling people about the wins, but you have to be candid about the setbacks as well. So I think that's what's absolutely most important. And you and I have talked in the past. I mean, one of my favorite things to do is just to go walk around different diners in South Louisiana and just go talk to people. And, you know, because the thing that happens is the people that will reach out to the office, the people that will participate in polls that different political parties and others do, those are the people that want to engage like that. What about the people that don't engage in terms of don't go, you know, take polls whenever they're called on their phone at home, or the people that don't write letters in? And so I think it's really important to meet people where they are and to make sure that you're doing the best job representing that you possibly can.
Congressman Garrett Graves, our guest. It's DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. You can learn more about them at labi.org. Okay, so what are some of the priorities going to be? What are we looking at I know there's the usual suspects, right? It's always the economy. But what else is out there that is going to be at the forefront in the coming months?
Well, let me give an example. So on Monday, I was traveling around South Louisiana. I met with Livingston Parish Sheriff Jason Ard, sitting there talking to him about what's going on in the law enforcement community, what things that they need, what is working, what is not working. And so, you know, crime is a huge issue in our region, in South Louisiana. You've seen the statistics in communities like Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So that is something that I hear about all the time. People frustrated about crime. They're frustrated about the growing influence of gangs. So I'm meeting today with Department of Justice, talking to them about organized crime, talking to them about drugs in our community, talking to them about prioritizing resources in places like South Louisiana that have some of the highest violent crime rates in America. And so that's a big issue. I met with a couple of real estate agents in Denham Springs, talking to them about flood insurance rates, about auto insurance rates, about home insurance rates, and the lack of competition because of all of the companies that have pulled out. And so, you know, talking about the unaffordability of housing, the lack of availability of housing, talking to them about flood-prone communities, zoning ordinances. So, you know, it's another priority that I hear a lot about with the recession that we're seeing, with high inflation, with the interest rates spiking like they are, talking to people about how we bring interest rates down, how we help to address the inflation/recession problem to where people can afford to make ends meet, talking about what things we can be doing, working together with the state to bring down auto insurance rates, to help bring in more insurers, to make property and casualty home insurance rates go down, changes to the flood insurance program. So look, the number of priorities or issues that we have to address are absolutely off the charts. But going back to your first question, Brian, the thing that you do is make sure that you're engaging the community, engaging the people that you're representing, and making sure that you are accessible to people to share priorities, concerns, and things along those lines. Look, let me just bring up one last thing in terms of this fall and what we're dealing with, including today And that's the appropriations process. So I noted that we're focusing on priorities in the community. Look, if we can get an appropriations process done, we have resources for our local law enforcement community in these appropriations bills. We have funds for transportation and traffic problems in our community. We have coastal restoration programs that are funded and resilience programs that are funded in these bills. So really important that we're able to work through this process and ultimately deliver on priorities through the appropriations bills as well.
We got Congressman Garrett Graves with us. This is DC Current, presented by the Louisiana Association of Business and Industry. Okay, Congressman, I got to dig in a little bit deeper, and I want to stick with the law enforcement and crime end of this, because you, like myself, a smaller government guy, limited government guy, you are in the federal government. Crime should be, air quoting, should be a local issue. How do you manage staying in your lane at the U.S. Capitol to find where you can help fight crime on a local level?
Great question. And so that's why I think it's so important to spend time with our sheriffs and our local police chiefs and others to talk through this. So let me give you an example. I don't want to name names or anything else, but we have some of the law enforcement folks that I've been working with at home where they are tracking things like fentanyl that are coming in from chemicals that are supplied by China, manufactured in Mexico, and then coming across our southern border. So can our local sheriffs and chiefs of police track down the dealers or sellers in our parish, in our cities or towns? Yes. But that's helpful. But what you've got to do is actually stem the flow of fentanyl and other drugs coming across the southern border. That's not something that, you know, East Baton Rouge Sheriff Sid Gautreau can address on his own. That requires federal law enforcement. It requires a border protection. It requires distinguishing the border from Mexico and enforcing our laws. It requires Customs and Border Protection, the DEA and other agencies to be involved. And so it is important that you work to kind of stay in your lane. But what's also important is that the various law enforcement agencies are actually doing their job or fulfilling their role of responsibility. And in this case, the federal government, in terms of what's happening at the southern border, it is not doing its job. It is allowing fentanyl and other illegal drugs and quite frankly, just killing chemicals to come across our southern border, which is having a profound impact on our community.
Got 2.5 minutes left with Congressman Garrett Graves. Basically the same question, but from the housing standpoint. Here in Baton Rouge, inventory and insurance are probably two of the biggest detractors towards making housing more available. Do we see similar problems elsewhere? And what's that coordination look like? Because you'd have different reasons for the same problem.
You're right, and this one gets hard, but let's go through a couple of them real quick. On auto insurance, you're right, that local largely is a state issue, but we have found an issue where there were staged collisions in New Orleans, 120, 140 staged collisions driving up millions and millions of dollars in insurance rates. These were people that were intentionally causing wrecks and then suing people on it. So we filed federal legislation as it relates to interstates and a federal nexus to help stop that. On home insurance, look, I think that a lot of this has to do with some of the changes that Louisiana made, where they basically abandoned contracts that were in place, made folks cover additional costs and fees. I think it also was the repetitive damages from Ida, Laura Delta, Zeta, and others. But there are things we can be doing, like investing in resiliency at the federal level. Flood insurance is kind of a two-for-one. When we invest in resiliency projects, it helps to lower rates. But the other thing is fundamentally changing the way that FEMA is charging for flood insurance, because it is dishonest, it is not transparent, and it disproportionately penalizes Louisiana. So look, what's most important, Brian, is that we're all working as a team. We don't necessarily have to like each other at local, state, and federal level, but we do have to be able to work together for Louisiana if we're going to deliver wins. That's what we've been able to do over the last few years, and continuing to try to get folks focused on the right things and get out of the ridiculous political grenades that people are lobbing back and forth, and instead actually make progress and deliver solutions.
You know what? This is kind of going to dovetail into the last thing before we get you out of here. So I do DC Current twice a week. Got you on Wednesday. I got Congressman Troy Carter on Tuesday, right? yesterday, before Congressman Carter came on, one of his folks said, can y'all talk about the reauthorization of the FAA? And in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I'm talking to Carter about this. Garrett Graves heads up the subcommittee, and sure enough, first thing out of Congressman Carter's mouth was a shout-out to you for your work on that.
Yep, and look, Congressman Carter and I worked together on provisions, on amendments, and it was focused on Louisiana. And that's what's most important. And while what most people see all day through the news and newspaper is people beating the heck out of each other and all the polarization, which, look, it's real, but at the end of the day, what's most important is delivering wins for Louisiana. Congressman Carter and I were able to work together. He's on the Transportation Committee as well. We were able to deliver some wins for Louisiana. And look, to have a bill that's 900 pages almost, to have huge changes, reforms on passenger travel, helping to improve the passenger experience for air travel, everything from drones and general aviation improvements and better investments to make that air travel experience better, and to get 351 votes in this polarizing climate is just incredible. We had roughly 80 people who opposed, and 351 who voted for it. Was a huge, huge win, and it takes a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to get there, but we were able to do it.
He is Congressman Garrett Graves, joins us every week. Oh, speaking of Congressman Carter, look, I know crawfish season is over with, but are you preparing for a rematch on the crawfish peeling?
I can smoke him today. Yeah, okay. I've been practicing my technique at peeling. I can do it with my eyes closed. He's going down.
He is Congressman Garrett Graves. We always appreciate the time, man. Thanks for hopping on
Thanks,
board.
Thanks, Ryan. Take care.
You do the same.